They're all watching. It's lovely. It makes me think of how when I would read out to Baba aloud storybooks, and one of his favorites was Woodhouse. There were also detective stories, mysteries, but Woodhouse. So a famous tactic in the Woodhouse stories would be this man walks down the street and he sees somebody else going by. And you pass by very close and whisper in his ear, just like you were doing now, and say, I know your secret. I know all about it. And it's amazing how everybody's got some secret. And everybody's got something they don't want everybody to know. And then, of course, that person innocently goes by. This one is frantic, chasing, trying to catch him. Fine, how did you know? What did you know? And the whole story would revolve around, and Baba would be checking his nose.
But you know, Mani, that makes me think how you would share how something would be going on and Baba would make you learn through it without anyone else knowing, like that incident when you were a young girl and had the sucker in your mouth and walked in and you had that thought and then Baba knew your secret.
Yeah.
And it, you know?
That's a nice story. That's
Yeah.
I learned at a very early age that you can't have both things at the same time. One or the other. At least in my role, it had to be the one, and always would be the one. But, you know, as a child, when I was with Baba in Mehrabad, I may have just started school in Pune. Mother had brought me over to be with Baba herself and me. And so Baba was having a Qawwali program somewhere and in Mehrabad. And I think it was a Saida Bar next to the post office nearby the railway thing. And his people, his mandali, were gathered before him, and some lovers from Ahmednagar were there. And, you know, quite a nice group as usual. And the men were always, as usual, on one side, and the women were on one side. And between them would be this aisle of sheets, just white sheets, tied together so that the men didn't see the women didn't see the men. And Baba would be at the end there on a gadi. Everybody could enjoy Baba. Now, I would sit with the women mostly, but I would be wherever Baba was. You know, anything to do with Baba, I mean, generally, I would be with the men or I would be with the women. And I could choose and I could pick because I was a child. So I'd come from Pune, and among my things that I'd brought, a big...
jawbreaker, is that what you call it?
We would call it peppermint, but sucker, what you call is a sucker, sweet sucker. And in British times, we had big suckers, like those big marbles, with the stripes, black and white, or blue and white, or red and white. And they're big, and they last quite a while. So I said, well, I'll sit before Baba, I'll enjoy the Qawwali program, I'll have Baba's company as well, and why not, before I go in, put one sucker in my mouth so I can have that as well. All this and heaven as well, too, you see. So I put that in my mouth, and I went up as usual straight to Baba. Everybody's seated, the hall is full, the space is filled up. And I got straight up to Baba. And I was never modest about what I received from Baba. I received a lot of cuddling, a lot of love, a lot of petting. And I tell myself, I hope they're all watching my videos. they're not getting that. So I went straight up to Baba. Baba cuddled me and everything. And then he said, sit down. Gadi is that high. So the others were all seated on the floor like we're doing now. So he made me sit on the floor next to him. Couldn't believe it. Here I was sitting next to Bob, and I was facing them all. And I could imagine or hear the sigh of envy from everyone. Look at Mani. Look what she's getting. Ah. So there I was. And then there was another, as Baba went a step further. He put his hand on my head and eased it onto his lap. Wow, that was absolute heaven. I was in ecstasy. So I was, my head was on Baba's lap, and his hand was on my head. So I couldn't lift my head after a while when that sucker was melting and all the sweet saliva was gathering down there. I felt like I was at a dentist, you know. You couldn't swallow and you couldn't lift your head. So now my whole concentration is in, on that sucker, and how am I going to swallow this? At last, what a relief. Now, till the next time. Again, after half a minute, again the same problem. This went on till the sucker was sucked up. And then Baba removed his sit up. And everybody, oh, wow. But none of them knew the agony that I went through. The ecstasy, yes. I never forgot that. I said, Baba, it's a good lesson. Can't have both with both hands, sucker and Baba. Come on.
And a secret.
Yeah. Another thing I delighted Baba with, where is that little book of graces?
It's right behind you, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I put it
right
in front of
you. This is, this was given by Dr. Donkin to us for a Mirazad thing. And I loved it. When I was reading it again yesterday, when I came across this booklet of graces and prayers, prayers and graces, little illustration. During the war, when you couldn't get enough to eat, and especially this is English, so in England. So one a benison on wartime high tea. Upon this scanty meal, O Lord, bestow a blessing in accord. Pour thy grace in measure small, lest it more than cover all. Bless the tiny piece of ham. Bless the lonely dab of jam. Bless this parsley buttered toast. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh, I love And the thought came, it's so true, we ask Baba all the time, pour your grace on us, please pour your grace on us. But we are so little. If he were really to pour his grace on us, even with an eyedropper, we'd be drowned. So isn't he compassionate? This part of his compassion keeps coming to me more and more, that he doesn't give us what we ask for. Because we don't know what we are asking for. He only gives us what he knows is best for us. That's why when Baba used to say, you know, people say, you mustn't, we are told we mustn't ask anything of Baba. But Baba didn't say that. No. The thing is, we have to be careful what we ask of Baba. Because we're going to get it. Sometime or another, when we're probably not ready for it, when we don't want it anymore, but it's going to come. Special delivery, knock on the door, sign please, here's a package for you. That's so often one even experiences that now. But that had given me a thought that, oh yeah. So, in fact, there was a song. There was a record. I used to play the gramophone record for Baba, Kavali songs and lovely songs. And in the song that Baba would also accompany with his finger snapping to time it, or gestures, using the gestures to emphasize the words of the singer, was ask, ask, ask again. Whatever you ask for, you will get. And I swear by God that even if you ask for God, you will get. So it is not the asking that is denied. It is that we should know what to ask for. Not be children and ask for something that will pass away, that will not endure, that is not lasting. And yet Baba does it all so gently. He doesn't say just cut it off like that, but he helps us. He guides us. He gives us hints. So here was this, when the song was going, and Baba was so beautiful, he was going, he's even gesturing. Pirmang, 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 Khwaja se pirmang. Ask again, ask again of Khwaja. Mang le musafir, mudwa bhi milega. O traveler, O wayfarer, ask whatever your heart's wishes and you will get. Khuda ki kasam hai, khuda bhi milega. Pirmang, 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 Khwaja se pirmang. So you see, it is, look at the right he has given us to ask. That is our part. Giving is his part. But if it is that he gives us the wisdom, the sense, the good fortune to ask for the right thing, he doesn't say don't ask. And he says, ask again, ask again, ask again. And then when he would sit there and gesture, at one point I remember, Begum Akhtar, you know, she was a favorite in the whole of India. And I mean, a famous singer, Kavali. She was the queen of Tumri and ghazals and all that. And Baba always liked her singing. Baba said, just as in English singing, Jim Reed's voice touches my heart, so in Indian singing, Begum Akhtar's voice touches my heart. So can you imagine our joy when she loved Baba and she came to entertain Baba with her singing? She has been in Merazal. Yeah. She has been in Guru Prasad. In Guru Prasad, Baba gave her a ring with his picture, like he has given to others also. So Baba gave it. She put it on. And when at one time, Begum Akhtar was sitting on one side of him, and she wanted a picture with Baba. And Maharani Shanta Devi of Baroda, Guru Prasad belonged to her. She offered it to Baba to use whenever he liked. In fact, she wouldn't even let her family come as guests any time of the year, because she says, I never know when Baba might want to come. This is now only for him to come. Mm-hmm. So on one side of Baba sat Begum Akhtar, and one side Maharani Shanta Devi. And just as the picture was being clicked, because Baba said, all right, take a picture. They want that. Queen loves. And at that time, Begum Akhtar put out her hands and caught hold of Baba's feet. I have the picture. Mm-hmm. Now, because she wanted that. She wanted the world to know, I. Mm-hmm. And the Mohammedans, she's a Muslim. She was a Muslim. And Mohammedans don't touch feet of a master, even when they're paying obeisance to their saints, their masters. It's always the kissing of the hand. But she held on. So anyway, when she was in Merazat, she had lunch with us, and she was seated here, right here, and Baba's on the chair there, and we were here, because we couldn't be with the men, so we were seated here, and the curtain was closed, but just enough so that Mera could have a peek and see Baba on the chair. We could peek up, you know, we women could just see Baba there. Mm-hmm. And Begum Akhtar was singing. And so she said, Baba, I want to sing a song to you which I have composed myself for you. So Baba said, sing. So she sang the song, and she was, as she was singing to Baba, tears were running down her cheeks. And Baba was pleased. And to just be, to share that moment was so precious. And at any time when there was a program like that, to share moments like that with Baba giving of himself to a gathering was very beautiful. So Baba used to have a box of kerchiefs on that little table there. And how often he has given kerchiefs. So he took one kerchief and said to Erich, give it to her to wipe her tears. So Begum Akhtar took the kerchief, she wiped it, and Baba said, keep it. She said, I will always keep it. So to see her come here and sing for Baba was such a joy. And Jim Reeves, of course, we played many, all of his records that we could to Baba. Baba loved that.